Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Wow. We have breaking news, big time breaking news. We're going to cover it in just a moment. First, your reminders. Nine people to the polls. I'm sorry. I know it's getting repetitive, but guys, we got 9 days left. We've got to overcome the cheat. Too big to rig. We've got to do it. Also, very important you share this, especially with independents and moderate liberals, that they can see they don't want to be on the side of Kamala because they don't want their kids and grandkids and friends and uncles. They don't want to have to go through this stuff, not with what they're going to do to us. So please share far and wide. We have a great sponsor here. It's a vanity sponsor, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to look good. Nothing. I mean, I haven't used this product. As I will. Yes. Oh, I probably will. I've kind of turned the clock back with going into the gym and doing some other things, but this is really good stuff. This is really good stuff. Wrinkle filler. And we've been told for a while wrinkle creams are the easiest way to, they don't work. Sometimes they even damage the skin. And Dr. John Lakey is a world-renowned Beverly Hills beauty expert. Says that most wrinkle fixes, they just don't work. And his job is to beautify the stars, keep them looking young. And he's come up with something that's a breakthrough product, anti-aging. And he wants to tell you all about it in a free video. And it's a step-by-step video to the public, free, uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use this simple solution from home. And you're going, wow, that's pretty, that's, looks it from home? Are you kidding me? None of these expensive creams that don't work. Okay, now people have been watching this video. 2,300,000 views. It's getting people's attention because it works. The feedback is incredible. And he says it's the best results of anything I've ever used. So what we want to do is send you to this free video. BHM as in Mary, BHMD as in dog, BHMD one. That's the number one. .com/Dave, BHMD1.com/Dave. And if you're seeing this on social media, all you got to do is click the link in the description box. Whoa, we have a story for you that is upsetting, and it's right in line with what we've been reporting. And this should not be a surprise. Doug Thornton said, grid down coming, grid down coming. How long has Doug been saying that since he was in DHS and used to come on his record with his face blocked? Yeah. He's a handsome guy. He shouldn't have to block his face. But if he wanted to keep his job, he had to do that. And he's been saying the same thing forever. Okay. You guys, listen to me. Listen, this is serious stuff. Yeah, we got something really big that's brewing, and it's consistent with what we've been reporting, what Mike Adams has been reporting, what I said on Mike Adams' show, what I said on John B. Wells' show, what Paul Preston's telling me. This is all over the place, people. It's all over. And it really goes back to verify the wisdom of Doug Thornton, former DHS wrecker on the Doug and Dave Intel report. He's been saying this forever. And this is what we call a snap drill. And let me explain the phrase. Snap drill means you pretend to be doing a drill. Usually it's military, and that military drill turns into a full-fledged attack on your target. This is telling because it is going to follow the same pattern, I can almost guarantee you. Okay, I want you to listen to this, and I'm going to read to you verbatim here from a report. The Homeland Security exercise launched on Election Day at Atlanta Conference is a big operation. It involves players from all levels of U.S. government, federal down to the city, plus corporate, academic, and intelligence. The Election Day exercise will simulate an attack on critical infrastructure. We already told you this. In my report last week, I said suicide drones to take out water facilities as well as the electrical grid, consistent with what Doug's been saying for 3 years. And we said before or after the election, I'm kind of surprised this would be on election day, but you know what? This is the report. Are they going to discourage people from going to the polls? Let me tell you what you gain by that. Many more Republicans vote on election day than Democrats. I don't think I need to go any further with that. Okay, let me go on. The simulation exercises turns out to be completely clean, but it provides a distraction and people pointing to it as vote rigging, while in fact another invisible method is already used in electrically rigging the count. This is exactly what Dr. Jerome Corsi said on my show 2 days ago. That report fully is going to be in all our venues come Monday, tomorrow. Come Monday, it's going to be there. It's going to be on our two radio networks and all our podcast services. And that's exactly what Dr. Corsi said when we did the interview on Friday. Phenomenal. He's phenomenal. All right, now. This is often what they call a vacuum cleaner operation. Okay. And let's just say this, they're rigging the vote, and this is the distraction. And I guarantee the hardest hit areas will be GOP heavy Republican areas. What if the hurricane hit? Just coincidentally, 25 counties demolished in North Carolina, 23 heavy Republican. It's funny how that works. Isn't that funny how that works? Okay. Just thought you ought to know this is a breaking report. It's just filling in the blanks with what we've been reporting right here. Pray, train, prep. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time.